you, even especially for those of you whose names I do not yet know, or to those of you who prefer none of it, prefer not get on with what I gotta say. It's wonderful to see. Good day and what is to be a great summer and a great year for us, believe it or not. I say believe it or not because I recently discovered that if you search gay in Google News, the most consistent thing you'll find is gay marriage, as if that were the only issue affecting us. And yes, it's been a big year and a great year for a number of reasons for gay marriage. Prop 8 was overturned in California back in February. Yeah. Same-sex marriage was legalized in Washington and Maryland. The Defense of Marriage Act was ruled unconstitutional. And then Barack Obama made history by being the first sitting president to endorse marriage equality. That was it. But you'll have to excuse the skeptic and the radical in me that feels like I need to remind all of us it's an election year and that we deserve much, much more. To be honest, I was grateful that the president stepped out on faith, but I myself felt the need to dig deeper. So I'm reading a couple of things on Facebook and Twitter and skipping a couple of blogs. Take it. And I go to this piece on HuffPost and essentially saying that gay marriage is not enough. It isn't. Woo! But then it got hella real in the comments. This white guy was catching heat for his response to it. He said, at the end of the day, all I want is to emulate the anachronistic norm of patriarchal, economically productive homes. Not to dismantle the system, but to instead join it. And the onslaught of folks grilling him, my friend Carrie Coley, a Rutgers University PhD candidate, also a bit of a techie, chimes in with a pinch of nuance and a great deal of compassion. Almost halfway in defense, she adds, I think the desire for belonging in a society in which you live, participating in its dreams and narratives, rather than necessarily having to destroy the above to exist, is something to pay attention. Not everyone is a warrior. Not everyone wants to fight the rest of their lives in order to say they've enjoyed it. There's something very real about saying, I deserve to have what you show as being possible merely because I exist. In other words, there's a place in the movement for civil rights for varying interests and commitments. I'm not sharing these points to say yes or no to gay marriage or marriage of any kind. I'm not here to make any decisions for you. I'm here to encourage you to encourage us to stay compassionate, to explore the complexities, to think before we act, to think before we just accept any and everything. Same-sex marriage is not a cut and dry issue for many of us. For instance, the black queers in the audience, Maddie Adora Richardson reminds us that as people, our continued search for American inclusion is a tragic one. Until we as black queer people speak our own truths, what passes for gay rights will never serve us. For those of us in the audience who are not black and queer, there's a message in that for you too. I'll restate it. Until we as a people speak our own truth, what passes as gay rights will do very little for us. Because word, it's been a great year for gay marriage. Yes, strategically, our president's endorsement of same-sex unions is a nod to the LGBT community. Jay-Z and the NAACP saying, yes, it's okay for gays to get married, might actually mean something to a boatload of straight allies and allies-to-be. But explore the complexities. To be clear, our lives are more than endorsements, right? Yeah. Our lives are more than ballot boxes and legislation and licenses and ceremonies, right? Yeah. Okay, cool. Okay. Sometimes I just like to explore the complexities out loud. I see our lives as complex, not just because we're queer and transgender and gender variant dykes. More so because our lives are the accumulation of our joys just as much as they are our sorrows. It's been mad long since Katy Perry kissed a girl. A deeply amazed is outwardly bisexual. Ellen's been cool for a long time, and we still claim Queen Latifah, even if she don't claim us back. It's been 20 years since Dyke marched on Washington for greater visibility. More than 40 years since the clash at Stonewall set the first pride marches in motion. And yet, young queer and trans people like Zakiya Gunn are still being killed for being out, proud, and self-loving. Other young queers are taking their own lives because isolation, stigmatization, and lack of support in communities that they were expected to go home already found themselves in the streets. Women, female-bodied, and trans people still earn a lower income than most white straight men and gay men. And even as progressive and politically activated as we are here in the Bay Area, we are still keenly aware that people like us are subject to hatred and violence. Last month, Brandy Martell was murdered just blocks from where I live in Oakland, and in what most people think is a hate crime. On Monday, a woman was brutally raped a few blocks from the home of a friend of mine who lives here in San Francisco. So yeah, we've adjusted to a little more shine in the mainstream media, but as a colleague of mine likes to say, check the premise. The political climate is still complex. There's this quote by Alice Walker that was brought to my attention recently by my friend Monet Sex. Activism is the rent I pay for living on this planet. She said it reminded her of me. A lot of why I'm active, mostly online, is because I have a vested interest in helping marginalized people tell their stories. That's why I started The Definition, my social site for masculine center women, trans men, and our allies. That's why I wanted to be here, because we all have a right to have our stories told from our perspectives. That's what's so great about the Bay Area. It's great that all of us here are walking testaments to the strength of our blood ancestry, just as much as our queer, trans, and SGL foremothers, fathers, and elders who walked past them into our own. When we've made a huge symbolic stride, in attaining affirmation of the heteropatriarchal society, also thought of as optimized for straight people, we still need to push for better for more. Because if evolution is not our option, it's our necessity. And with evolution, we are radically revising who and what and how and why we can be represented. Because as Sherry Moraga once wrote, we are the colored in a white feminist movement. We are feminists among people of our culture. We are often lesbians among the straight. We do this bridging by naming ourselves and telling our stories in our own words. We are all of what Sherry says, and every day becoming more. I thank you. Referring to earlier when we made, who made this march possible. Claire Henry, General Operations Treasurer Security, Happy Hyder, Grant Writing, Mo Collins, Dyke March Daddy, Lila Thurcube, Finances and Fundraising, Team Leads, Ayana Smith and Judy Grayboys, Facilities, Rosa Hernandez and DJ Black, Entertainment Soundtrack, that's us, Dana Glee, Entertainment Park, Linda Cabato, Volunteer Coordinator, Marie Brand, Senior and Disabled Access. I also want to thank all of our fiscal sponsors and the Dykes who have volunteered their time and their skills. Let's show them, put the march back in Dyke March, sister boom, get it? I want to thank everybody for coming out. Have a good time, be safe out there, look out for each other. We are in control. And we are in control of this party tonight. Ladies, gentlewomen, dykes, start your bikes.